what has Jacoby Brissett done to help him be 2-0 against you guys?
They were able to, you know, looking back, and it's a long time ago, I think, with New England, but they had a good plan. You know, he ran the ball. There was a couple scheme runs with him at quarterback. And then most recently, they were able to hit some big plays on us. That's what they did the last time. They hit some big plays, and that really cost us the game. I think that we played well. We played physical. We did a good job on third down. But if you just look at the big plays, you know that probably cost us defensively the first game.
Explain Hilton's success. He's had 500-yard games the last two games, and 100-plus. He was great in that first game. How do you explain his continued? And y'all have shut him down, but he's also had some good games.
Not in recent memory, last game. But anyways, I think that they're good players, man. These guys are top five, top 10 players at their position. When you talk about, you know, a guy like T.Y. Hilton, he's quick, he's fast, he's competitive. He's a good route runner. You know, he's able to, break in, break away, break off a leverage. He's a catch and run guy. He's a good deep ball. He's good adjusting to the deep ball. So, quite a challenge.
This has been a tough year for you guys with the injuries and points allowed. What would you like to see from your guys on Sunday as you play the last game here?
Well, I'd like to see the same thing I hope to see every week, is that we're physical, we're competitive, we have an aggressive mindset. We play the next play. We stay together. You know, we play in tune. We communicate. You know, all the same things we talk about every week about trying to play good defense and then just not giving up big plays.
Cushing looks used since he's been back.
Good. I mean, he's been fine. I mean, he's in there. He's working. He's active. He's doing everything we ask him to do. He's playing a new position for us because of necessity, and that's where we're at.
How's he adjusted to playing outside?
Fine. You know, I mean, it's what he has to do, and he knew that coming back, and you know, he's helped us out there. You know, we're thin. I think we've had 8 outside linebackers. I think me and Coach Weaver are the next two in. So see how it works.
Dylan Cole this season?
Well, we really liked what we saw from Dylan early, you know, and then the injury, and it's kind of that kind of set him back, obviously, from a time standpoint, and then also just from you know, development standpoint, of not practicing, of not being out there, not getting the looks. But you know, he does a good job. He can run around, and he's got good speed. So he's a good young player that we're excited to be able to work with and develop.
Did you ever have to go inside?
Yeah.
Is it a hard transition, not just say on a one-game basis, but when you're going to play it for, like you said, out of necessity?
Yeah. Ted Johnson got hurt 1 year, and then Junior broke his arm 1 year. So, you know, I think that when you change positions – And we meet together, you know, the inside guys, the outside guys, we meet together. So you're hoping that as you're coaching one position, and you're coaching one guy, that guys are starting to pick up on some information. Now, that doesn't always happen. You know, for Brian's case, he wasn't here. But, you know, you can only do so much with certain guys and making sure that the guys you're putting in those positions, they know what to do and you're not putting them at a disadvantage. Like, you know, use Max Bulla. We played Max Bulla inside, outside. You know, he had to be, you know, it was out of necessity. We used Akeem Dent inside, outside, and now we're trying to do the same thing with Brian.
You're obviously better than Ted, right?
A lot better.
Jonathan Joseph, you guys are teaming up with one of the other teams, obviously. What have you seen from him this year, just kind of as an older player, his outlook?
The outlook's been great. I mean, I think the thing that I appreciate and we appreciate the most about J.J. is he's a pro. Talked to the guys, his 12th year, and he's had, you know, he talked about, you know, he's only had 5 winning seasons in his 12 years. And, you know, it's a great message to the young guys of just playing the game, being a professional. You know, we've got an obligation to the team, to the unit, you know, to the teammates of playing, preparing, and competing.
Explain Frank Gore, his age, still being able to play.
I think that's what we talked about the last week, about just these pros that loves the game, he loves to compete, loves to carry the football. He's a good blocker. He's always been a great player, a great blocker. Admired him when he was in San Francisco. You know, and so I think you try to emulate that, and probably his frustration as they're not having the success that they would want to have, just like we aren't. But he's consistent. He's dependable. All the things you talk about trying to be a good pro, durable. It's kind of what you look for.